Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this very special episode of Come for Supper, the Stay Home Edition. I'm Alexandra Dudley, food writer, podcaster, and serial dinner party host. But like most of us, I've been spending a lot more time at home and a lot more time in my kitchen, and it's made me wonder, what's everyone else up to? For the next few weeks, we'll be going into the homes, virtually of course, of some of my favourite cooks, creatives, writers and photographers to find out how they're spending their time during a global pandemic. TV tips, must-read books and store cupboard recipes that will hopefully inspire some of us to have a little more fun while staying at home. I hope you enjoy this episode and thanks for listening. So this week I sit down with the incredibly talented Angela Magnai, who is a creative and event consultant and founder of Italian Eye Events, her own events company. You may know her from her incredibly beautiful Instagram tablescapes and installations, many of which she has been commissioned to do for global brands. So hello, Angela.
Hi, hi everyone.
How are you?
Big off brain fog, but it's okay.
I think it's okay. Week six of lockdown, I think it's allowed.
I don't even know how many weeks, but yeah, we have been in lockdown, but it's okay.
So I spoke about it a little bit in the intro, but what is it that you would usually be doing? What's your usual day-to-day job? I know it's quite varied.
It depends, you know, by the season, which season, you know, like during the summer, of course, is a very high season for events. So I'm like traveling a lot in UK and in Italy or in other countries in Europe. And, you know, during the winter is more about, you know, planning, connection, networking, Instagram, social content creations and, events as well. And, you know, like a bit more public relation mm-hmm. work. So it really depends, you know, like, but my days can change very easily. I choose this work because I'm not an office person. I hate offices. Mm-hmm. And for me, 9 to 5 is not going to work. I can work 18 hours a day, but never like, I cannot, you know, it's like rules and time, you know, it's something that doesn't apply to me. And so that's what I like about my job is the fact that I have freedom to arrange the day as I like, you know.
And you're very hands-on. I know that you will be kind of right there making sure the table looks perfect. You'll also be organizing music.
Yeah. No, I'm very workaholic. So as I say, it doesn't mean that if I don't work 9 to 5, I don't work. I work maybe even 18 hours sometimes. You know, like there are months that I work like 5 months. We need a 1 day off, 18 hours, 16 hours a day. Yeah. Could be in the summer is very, you know, it's quite often it happens like something like this. I'm quite that. Yeah, I need to check everything, every details, every ribbon, every plate. And even if when I take picture, when I create content as well, I'm like, I'm a bit OCD. So, yeah.
Has it changed a lot from being in this lockdown situation? I mean, I know that you're obviously not running events at the moment. Are you cancelling events? Are you planning events for the future? Are you thinking about different ways to host events?
I was thinking this yesterday. This lockdown actually has been quite good for me because gave me time to, you know, like to relax a bit that I really needed.
Yeah.
I was exhausted. And to think how to reorganize my brand, because obviously I want to focus also on another side of the business and not just events.
Yeah.
And actually it's working. I mean, I see that, you know, people are engaging more with me and I'm thinking to do like a lifestyle magazine online and other, you know, other projects. And this lockdown has been very precious for me, very good, because I have time to, you know, like to work on these new projects. And Yeah, and for events, I have to be honest, I feel that I'm blessed because I still get so many clients, even during the lockdown, that they want to book, for next year. And like, because obviously as creative, I like to work in different locations, different, countries, because mm-hmm. it's like a source of inspiration for me to create something different. And I'm getting clients, from Germany, from Spain, Israel. So it's very good. America is very good because I feel after years of hard work, I'm getting there.
That's good. I mean, you deserve it. Your work is beautiful. So what about not working then? Have you been reading or watching or maybe doing something else that isn't work during lockdown?
I don't know you, but it's very difficult to concentrate even to read a book. I mean, at least for me, because I've been living alone since March. I mean, I don't see anyone since March. And after a while, I think at the beginning everything was exciting. You know, I was trying to do like online courses, reading. Now I feel that I'm a bit, my brain is a bit entranced. But I've been good because, I had time to decor my house and everything is so tidy and super clean, even without the cleaner. And yesterday I was like quite surprised because I was coming down the stairs and there was smell of homemade food, which I made. Now I cook, I make pizza, I make ragu, I make lasagna, I clean everyone, I decor the home. So it's like really life. This lockdown has been changing, life of my life. And I kind of like it, actually. I don't think I want to go back. Of course, I want to go back to the normal life, but I think I will arrange my life in a different way than before, lifestyle. I'm not going to travel 60, I'm not going to take 60 flights a year anymore. I think switch
on your mind. I love that you've been doing lots of cooking. And I know that you've been doing some of your mother's recipes and your sister's recipes, right? I saw you do your sister's tiramisu.
My mom, she does this amazing ragu, and people, they were like, they love it around the world, have like people everywhere around the world making this Toscan ragu. And my mom, she's very good in doing the ragu, but she is not that great doing other stuff, to be honest. My mom, she's just good. But then there is my sister that she's younger than me, but she's the chef for the family. She's a very like everything she does, she's amazing as chef. And so I ask her help for tiramisu, pizza, what else? A few stuff. Yeah,
very Italian.
Because the thing is that another thing that is switched on my mind is that even in London, there are many people, there is this kind of Italian lifestyle, like people, they love the Italian lifestyle. And there are many people that I'm trying to reproduce this Italian lifestyle, which sometimes sound authentic, sometimes not too much. So I say, I'm the Italian, maybe I can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm Italian. So I was like, so maybe I can, maybe I can communicate. I don't know. I say, let's try. And and it went very well. Sometimes I always kind of, I don't want to be too much Italian. You know how I am, right?
Yeah.
You know me very well. So I'm always trying to find the balance. But then I thought, people that will love like the ragu and all this kind of stuff. There is no point for me to do, a Sunday roast. Actually, Sunday roast could be quite Italian too. Something very...
But comfort. I think food from home is incredibly comforting.
Yeah, you know, there are like this misconception that every Italian that make the pasta from scratch, and which is not true. I mean, like, especially where I'm from in Tuscany, we just use dry pasta. I never seen my grandmother or my mom, ever. The first time it was when we went to Verona together. I would like to, to communicate this difference about Italy, different area, different region of Italy. It's kind of a bit, like every Italian eat pasta, fresh pasta, or every Italian is not true. And I want to show it more. Makes sense?
I think that's good. I definitely know when I went to Florence, pizza is not something that you traditionally eat in Florence. I think Florentine cooking is much more vegetables and meat and lots of different things. It's not just pizza and pasta.
We always eat Sunday roast.
Yeah.
Beef is like one of our, bistecca alla Fiorentina. And it's kind of, you're right, it's more close to, yeah, definitely you're right.
Is there anything more that you're missing, particularly from London? I know that, because I know that you identify as a Londoner, and I know that you love London, you love London food. Is there anything that you are missing? Maybe food, maybe a place, maybe somewhere you're, the first place you'll go once this is over?
I think I will go to Liberty. No, for sure, I will go to Liberty for sure. And yeah, Five Guys.
Yeah.
As food. Yeah, you know, the iconic places where we always go, you know, like, you know, Liberty, you know, or even just to look, you know, to have a look around. What else? Oh, Maltby Street Market. I love Maltby Street Market. There are many. Yeah, I love London. So I'm like, I'm very lucky because I live close to Tower Bridge, which is like my favorite spot. So basically I go there every day. And so I'm always there because it's the only place where I can go at the moment. But, you know, I love London, you know, to go to the restaurants, to meet people, to meet my network. Yeah.
So you're a bit of an expert, I know, when it comes to branding. And I know that you get lots of people, especially at the moment, asking you how to create a brand or build a brand or create an event. Do you have kind of top three things that you think people and brands should think about when they're kind of creating their vision?
I think a brand really works at the moment if it has a personal touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if like there is a vision of, you know, of course, of the creator of the brand behind it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Especially after the lockdown, I really feel that even the brand, you know, everything is going to change, even on Instagram and even for brands. I think, consumers, they want to see like something more personal, you know, even like it could be like, wine with a great, you know, story behind, you know, like of the family or something like this. Or because I think people, they want, after this, I think that people, they will be more connected also with the, you know, like, with the feelings, I don't know, like emotions. That's why I think Instagram, I saw this on my Instagram that is growing, like it's growing so fast during the lockdown, has grown so fast that it never happened before. But I think exactly because I start to cook like my mom, ragu, and, you know, I'm more like, I show my house inside, mm-hmm. I think people, this is what they want. They want reality. They want authenticity and they want quality. People, they want authenticity. They can feel it. This is why, you know, for my events, I told you that like as event planner, the event designer, I'm still now getting a lot of clients. But because I think that people, they like my authenticity. They know that kind of, even for the way that I do my branding, in my Instagram and everything, I think there is a lot of me and people, they like it. And it's authentic, you know?
Yeah. So it's the story, authenticity, and then maybe one more.
Obviously, it's always important to have passion, you know? Like, I think people always feel that, you know? It's not just about the money. It's about the money come, but at first, I think you need to, you know, even for me, you know, sometimes I even lost money, you know, even for events, because I had to use, I don't know, something, like this is, for example, like cheap silk, satin, acrylic. On long term, they will notice the difference. This is like my experience. And and even now with the lockdown, I think this is make the difference, you know?
Yeah.
The people, they know how much I care. I think passion always pays back.
Yeah, that's really lovely. Passion always pays back. And then just before we finish, my last question, if you could be in isolation with anyone, I know that you're enjoying your time by yourself, but if you could have anyone else in the house living with you, maybe to cook for, who would you be with?
Yeah, but you know why? I think I changed a lot since the beginning of the lockdown. So now I think I'm very fine on my own. You know, but I think that I would need a few weeks to get back, you know, like...
to normality.
I need a few weeks to go back to get used to have people around. And now I'm kind of, you know, now I found my routine and I think it's going to be a bit hard.
Would you have someone over, maybe have someone over for dinner if you could have just one person over for supper one evening?
Yeah, you can come, Alex. I think we would have fun.
Yeah, we would definitely have fun. I'd love to come over, especially if you make your sister's tiramisu.
Yeah, you should try. It's very good and it's very simple.
Well, thank you so much, Angela. It was brilliant to chat to you. And for people who don't know where to follow you already, where can they find you, either on Instagram or a website?
My new website is coming up very soon. But then they can find me on my Instagram. That for the moment is Italian Eye, but it's going to change.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for that. It was brilliant. And thank you for listening.
Bye, Alex.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.